In this video, I'm gonna rank every single shot weapon in Fortnite history from worst to best. These are all weapons that can only shoot a singular bullet before they are forced to be reloaded. And I've actually done this video before, but that was way back in December of 2024, if you can believe it. So it's clearly outdated, and I'm just here making an updated list now. Also, no bows on this list, or else literally this entire list would just be bows, and I've already made that video, so go check that one out if you wanna see a bow ranking video. With that being said, let's get right into this ranking video. At number 22, the worst single-shot weapon in Fortnite history is the Anvil Rocket Launcher. Yeah, look, great for taking out vehicles, horrible against players, right? And that's all it's used for, just taking out vehicles, and it's really good at that, but really horrible at everything else, and so yeah, there's no way I could put it in anything else but last place. At number 21 is the Tow Hook Cannon. Yeah, we've got a explosive weapon that shoots grapplers that uses heavy bullets that also does sniper damage, right? It's absolutely an insane weapon. If you totally forgot it existed, yeah, I wouldn't blame you. It's from Chapter 5, Season 3, and while it can be good in very certain situations, it's just, yeah, no way can I put it any higher on this list, seriously. Like, nobody was using this thing. And number 20 is the guided missile. This might surprise you, right? Because a lot of people really like the guided missile, and yeah, 7 years ago when nobody could build, the guided missile was fantastic, but nowadays the guided missile is useless. There's a reason why it hasn't come back to public battle royale in 6-7 years. That's because, at least in build mode, it just doesn't really work anymore. In zero build, yeah, I'm sure the guided missile would be fantastic, but also we just got a guided rocket launcher in Chapter 6, Season 4 that we will talk about much higher up on this list. That's basically just like the guided missile on steroids. At number 19 is the flare gun. The flare gun is not bad. It is great recon. You will always use the recon. The problem is you only get 6 shots, right? And there are other recon items on this list that are just much better. That's really all it comes down to with the flare gun. If it had more ammo, I feel like more people would carry it, but you really only get a few shots and then it's basically useless. So not a bad recon item whatsoever, but there's just better on this list. At number 18 is the Amban sniper rifle. This pains me to put it this low on the list. And if Galactic Battle never happened, we were just talking about the Mythic version from Chapter 2, Season 5, the Amban would be much, much higher on this list, but they brought it back in Galactic Battle and they destroyed it. The Mythic version, yeah, does 110 damage to players. That's fantastic. But in Galactic Battle, they gave it a blue version that does 98 damage to the body, not even one-shotting to the body, and then 103 and 108 damage in the purple and legendary version. So you're basically just looking at a worse version of the bolt action. And the thermal scope this time around in Galactic Battle was really weird. There was like a slight delay from when you scoped and then when you would actually see what was in front of you. There was like a little black delay. It was really, really annoying. And this was an item I was not taking in Galactic Battle. Who cares that it can melee, right? No one uses that. And it honestly pains me to put it this low on the list. At number 17 is the Dragon's Breath Shotgun. And you know what? I feel like the Dragon's Breath Shotgun just keeps on getting worse with the more shotguns that now get added into Fortnite, right? I feel like every single shotgun, at least now I think about it in Chapter 6, that has been added, I would probably rather have than the Dragon's Breath Shotgun. The Dragon's Breath is really good at one thing, and that is extremely close range, one shot, big time damage, but you miss it, you're screwed. And fire doesn't even spread anymore. So if the Dragon's Breath was to come back today, it really wouldn't be anything crazy. And nowhere near being a top tier shotgun, there's better on this list. At number 16 is the Flint Knock pistol. And guys, I know you really love the Flint Knock, but as a practical Fortnite weapon, it's not that great. And remember, we have a single shot pistol with the Mammoth pistol that does everything the Flint Knock does, but better besides save you from fall damage. If you want to save yourself from fall damage, I mean, yeah, go ahead, take the Flint Knock, but no first shot accuracy on this thing. Very difficult to hit your shots. And the amount of times I've killed myself with this thing, I'm not going to talk about it. It's not one of my favorite pistols. And number 15 is the hunting rifle. And you know what? It's got me thinking this list. You know, you've got to cut me some slack in the comment sections of this one because you guys don't know how hard it is to rank shotguns, snipers, pistols, rocket launchers, all on the same list. But yeah, the hunting rifle is good because it can one-shot headshot. Very solid body shot damage. You can look at over 100 damage of some of those higher rarities. And good players with the hunting rifle will be unbelievable. I personally just don't like the hunting rifle. I cannot use this weapon. I prefer just have a bolt with a scope. But the thing I've seen with the hunting rifle is people who are good with this weapon are unbelievable. They will smoke you. Sweats love the hunting rifle, and so if you love the hunting rifle and you want to put it maybe inside the top 5 on this list, I would totally understand that, honestly. At number 14 is the Lawless Stink Rifle. So yeah, it's essentially a legendary hunting rifle, but you just get the stink effect, so obviously I'm just going to put it ahead of the regular hunting rifle, but really, it's the exact same weapon. You don't really feel the buff of the stink effect at all. In fact, it's actually one of the more useless exotic abilities of all time, I would argue. And yeah, it's just basically a legendary hunting rifle with a tiny buff. At number 13 is the Heavy Sniper Rifle, and how many more videos do I have to rank the Heavy Sniper pretty poorly for you guys to understand that this weapon is no longer the best sniper of all time, and in fact, it's not even inside the top 3. Less damage than a Gold Bolt, it only one-shots wooden walls, and the only thing it's got going for it is that it does great damage to vehicles. Oh yeah, and a reload speed that is twice as long as the regular bolt-action sniper. Why would you not use the bolt, right? The heavy sniper doesn't have a spot in the game anymore, and until they buff it up to do 150 damage again and one-shotting any wall, I'm not picking it up. At number 12 is the Suppressed Sniper Rifle, and if you told Chapter 1 version of me that I would rank the Suppressed Sniper ahead of the Heavy Sniper, I would tell you, you're absolutely insane, get out of my lobby. But yeah, that's the case now. I would rather have the Suppressed over the Heavy, right? You get a blazing quick reload speed, you get a suppressor, and in the Legendary version, you're still looking at 116 damage. That's only about 10 damage less than the regular Heavy Sniper, and you're still gonna one-shot to the head. So all things considered, right, why would you not take the Suppressed Sniper over the Heavy Sniper? I mean, to me, it seems like a pretty obvious pick now, and that's crazy to say, but that's the truth. And at number 11 is the Bolt Action Sniper Rifle. So yeah, for me, I don't really value the suppressor that much. I mean, in comparison to the Heavy Sniper, it makes sense, right? Because the Heavy Sniper is a very loud weapon, so it makes sense, right? But when comparing it to the Bolt Action, I don't really feel like you need the suppressor. And I just think the Bolt Action is your perfect all-around sniper rifle. It doesn't do anything crazy well. It doesn't do anything bad. It is just an above-average weapon. And yeah, I love the Bolty. At number 10 is the Railgun. Now, the Railgun is such a tough weapon for me to rank for a couple of reasons, right? Because it is good, right? You can shoot through walls. That's unbelievable. There are very few weapons in Fortnite history that can just pierce walls like that. But that comes at the cost of significantly less body shot damage than your typical sniper, right? You're only looking about 85 damage to the body and not one shot to the head. But in certain metas, this weapon could be the best sniper of all time, right? In Chapter 2, Season 7, when you have a weapon like the Recon scanner that can pulse everything for you, you can shoot people through walls like that, it's insane. But when it doesn't have the recon scanner next to it, it feels like the railgun isn't as good, and that's true, it's not. So this weapon is rumored to come back in Chapter 6, Season 4 alongside the recon scanner, and yeah, I think you're gonna see a lot of people using it, but you can definitely see why the railgun was a tough weapon for me to rank on this list today. At number 9 is the Dragon's Breath Sniper Rifle, right? This is the exotic bolt action. And yeah, if I'm gonna have the bolt action at number 11, obviously the Dragon's Breath has to be higher because it's got the legendary bolt action sniper damage, but also you can light things on fire. Again, fire doesn't spread anymore, so I guess that's why this weapon hasn't come back. But it truly is just a legendary bolt on steroids, so that's why it's just 2 spots higher than it. At number 8 is the Heavy Impact Sniper Rifle. For me, this is the weapon that dethroned the Heavy Sniper as like the big, beefy, huge body shot damage sniper, right? You're looking at 130 plus damage and unbelievable damage to vehicles. Like, this thing will literally flip vehicles around. It is so powerful, and the only downside to it is it's got a lot of bullet drop as compared to some other sniper rifles. But as long as you can handle that bullet drop, yeah, I would recommend taking the Heavy Impact 10 out of 10 times over the regular Heavy Sniper. Yeah, this weapon's an absolute beast. And number 7 is the CA-87 Jawa Scatter Blaster from Galactic Battle. This is the first time that I've talked about this weapon, honestly, I think since Galactic Battle, and it's a very, very polarizing shotgun. You either love it or you hate it. There's no in between. You get one huge blunderbuss shot that is doing arguably the most damage for any shotgun body shot ever. 179 damage to the body with the legendary version. And I should mention that you cannot one-shot headshot with this weapon. And obviously, it is an incredibly high-risk weapon, especially because the pellet spread is so tight, so it's kind of more difficult to hit those shots. As long as you land, like, half the pellets, I mean, you're gonna be hitting for 100 damage. It's just if you miss that shot, you're screwed, and that's how these risky shotguns work. I prefer the more consistent, you know, ACP scatter blaster, but for the people that like those big 150 damage body shots, yeah, you're gonna love this weapon, and I'm interested to see what you guys have to say about this shotgun and this ranking in the comment section down below. And number six is the RPG. The regular RPG, if you can believe this, has not been in the game for several years. I mean, in the back of my head, the last time I remember it being in the game was in Chapter 4. That is a long time ago, and this weapon is really good. Legendary version, you basically have a free 130 damage. And that's why people like the RPG, because it's really not a high skill weapon at all. It's easy damage. And with all the mobility items today, the RPG is just so insane. And you saw what happens when you combine a really strong rocket launcher similar to the RPG with mobility in the current game of Fortnite. It becomes absolutely broken. And honestly, I have a sneaky suspicion that's why the regular RPG hasn't come back. But if you go into Fortnite OG, you can use this version of the RPG. And yeah, it's deadly. It's just free damage. What else do I have to say? And number five is the Lawless Explosive Mammoth Pistol. So this is one of the few exotic weapons that I actually believe is worse than its base version. But with that being said, if you're good with the Mammoth Pistol, you're going to be good with this weapon. Great damage to vehicles and damage to players inside of vehicles because it is an explosive weapon. Again, like I just said, if you like the regular Mammoth Pistol, you're going to like this weapon. It's just, it shoots a projectile instead of being hit scanned. So there's a couple instances where you're going to find yourself feeling like, you know what, man, I really feel like I should have hit that shot, but it didn't hit. That's because it's projectile. So you can do everything right and have your crosshair on the target, but between you pressing the trigger and the bullet hitting that person, they might take one step to the right and your bullet doesn't hit them. But you might be able to get splash damage, and that is also another benefit of this weapon. Moving on to number four, guys, that is the brand new Swarm Strike launcher from Chapter 6, Season 4. It's incredibly strong, and like I just said with the RPG, there is a reason why we don't really get new explosive weapons like this anymore. Because when you combine them with the double jump medallion or the shockwave grenade launcher or regular shockwaves, being able to get above somebody so quickly and then just drop seven missiles on their head while only using one rocket up, that's unbelievable. And also, this might be the best weapon against vehicles ever, right? Because you can guide the rockets. Yes, you aim down sights, the laser, you control wherever the rockets go, wherever your laser is. That's unbelievable. People are calling for this thing to get nerfed. It has been nerfed a little bit, but it is still unbelievable. Believable against players, and since you have seven missiles at one time, doesn't even matter if they're building against you, your rockets will still slip in and do damage to them. It's a great anti-vehicle weapon, it's great against players, and I think deserves to almost be inside the top three on this list. It's gonna get nerfed even more, I promise you. And number three is the Lawless Shockwave RPG. You know, I'm very, very high on this weapon, maybe more high than some other people are, because I think this is one of the best mobility items of all time, right? For me, it's just a shockwave grenade launcher, but kind of on steroids. You go farther, you move faster, you can also do damage to players. It's just so diverse. You can use it in so many different ways, and it's just better than shockwave grenades, right? Because with shockwave grenades, you can only hold six of them. With this, you can hold, what, 13 rockets? And every time you kill somebody, you're basically almost guaranteed a refresh on rockets anyways. Whereas with shockwave grenades, you know, it's not guaranteed that someone's going to be holding shockwave grenades. I think the shockwave RPG made for some unbelievable plays in Chapter 6, Season 2. And yeah, while I love it so much, I don't want it to come back because trust me, we've got enough mobility items in Chapter 6, Season 4. Moving on to number two, yeah, it's the Mammoth Pistol. This will include its mythic version, which is the double down Mammoth Pistol, which gives it two shots before you have to reload. I mean, look, the regular Mammoth Pistol was strong on its own. Then you give it a mythic version with two shots. I mean, that was the one thing that was bad about the Mammoth Pistol, was that you had to reload after every single shot. But the mythic version doesn't do that anymore. And now that I'm thinking about it, this video is technically every single shot weapon. So if you wanted to forget about the mythic version for this list, that's fine, but I still think it's at the number two spot today, right? It is arguably the best pistol of all time. I actually asked you guys in a community post, what do you think is better, the Mammoth Pistol or the Wrecker Revolver, right? In my opinion, those are the two best pistols of all time. A player who's good with the Mammoth Pistol will destroy the entire lobby with that one weapon only, and that's it. But at my number one spot today, guys, it's the Lawless Heavy Impact Tracking Rifle from Chapter 6, Season 2. I know you're tired of hearing me talk about it. It's at the number one spot in almost every list that it's on. And I'm trying to tell you guys how good this weapon is. I feel like it didn't get enough recognition in Chapter 6, Season 2 for being legit a top Fortnite weapon we have ever seen. You get high 130s for the damage. You get great damage to vehicles. You get infinite recon, right? You've got 51 heavy bullets. If you're not good at sniping, who cares? Just use the recon like it's a recon scanner. You get to pinpoint exactly wherever you want the recon. It's there for you. Honestly, I can't pick a downside for this weapon. I really can't. And there are very, very few weapons on this list that I can say it really doesn't have a downside. Obviously, it's a sniper, so I guess you could say it's not good at close range, but even that, you can still shoot it at someone's wall and get the recon and then, you know, pump them to the face, whatever you want to do. So yeah, this is a top tier Fortnite weapon of all time, in my opinion, and I will be giving it the respect that it deserves in every single video it's in, and that's why it's at the number one spot today. Alright folks, I hope you went on to enjoy this video. Let me know in the comment section down below if you did watch the first one that came out in 2024, and which one do you think was better, that one or this version? Shout out you OG Thai Fries watchers in the comment section down below. I see you guys in every single video. Thank you so much for the support, and if you're brand new here, please consider subscribing. We are almost at 100,000 subscribers, and I'd love for you to join the community with me. That all being said, I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.